and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Water Resources Management Authority, WARMA, declares the Kafue River the most polluted water body in Zambia, raising serious concerns over the state of the country's water resources. Former Chifu Nabuli lawmaker Ponde Mecha cautions the UPND, for United Party rather, for National Development, UPND, to respond to the Chawama Party loss with unity, disciplined post-mortem and grassroots execution before the 2026 general election. In international news, deadly flood sweeps Southern Africa as authorities warn of more heavy rains. In sports, Zambia Breweries PLC reaffirms commitment to supporting sports in Zambia.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Water Resources Management Authority, WARMA, has declared the Kafue River the most polluted water body in Zambia, raising serious concerns over the state of the country's water resources. WARMA Acting Director General Misozi Ngulube says the pollution is mainly linked to industrial operations, farming activities and mining, coupled with the release of untreated sewage into the river. Ms. Ngulube noted that these activities have significantly compromised water quality, posing risks to human health, aquatic life and communities that depend on the river for domestic and economic use. She says WARMA has started installing real-time water quality monitoring systems on major rivers and water bodies across the country to improve detection and response to pollution. Ms. Ngulube added that the authority is also conducting routine inspections and surveillance to closely monitor pollution levels and safeguard Zambia's water resources. Details in the following report.
We acquired a water quality monitoring system that we've been populating, and we are also advancing it to ensure that it reaches a stage where there will be real-time detection of pollution in the water bodies. Kafue River is the most river that's been affected by pollution, and the pollution is stemming from various activities and industries. We have pollution from agriculture, from industrial activities. There's also pollution from both legal and illegal mining that is affecting the quality of the water. Exponential growth of weeds, for instance, because of the nutrients, it needs to ensure that those particles, for instance, if it's the weeds, they do not reach the water intake. The same applies to the water utility.
Former Member of Parliament for Chifu Nabuli constituency, Ponde Mecha, says that people of Chawama have spoken and that the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, must respond with unity, disciplined post-mortem and grassroots execution before the 2026 general election. The former lawmaker adds that the people of Chawama have issued a warning and that the by-election has delivered a vital message to the UPND family. He, however, emphasized that the defeat in Chawama is a message of timely caution and renewal as opposed to rejection. In a statement issued to Power FM this afternoon, Mr. Mecha said election losses are intended to strengthen a ruling party as opposed to unsettle it. He has therefore warned UPND members to guard against intra-party conflict following the by-election defeat, stressing that internal blame will not only weaken the party but also frustrate the very post-mortem process meant to correct weaknesses. He has explained that unity, discipline and collective responsibility remain crucial in translating setbacks into strength, as by-elections often expose gaps in mobilization, coordination and execution at ward and polling station level. FDD candidate Brighton Nundwe emerged winner after polling 8,085 votes, beating either other contenders. His closest rival was Morgan Munda of the ruling UPND, who came second with 6,542 votes. In a related development, Opposition Citizens First CP President Harry Calabar has encouraged Captain Davidson Mlenga to stay positive after coming third in the Chawama parliamentary by-election, saying it's a learning experience for the party. Mr. Calabar, a strong presidential hopeful for the 2026 general election, said the loss has given the party a chance to identify gaps and reorganize ahead of the August polls. Mr. Kalaba remains confident that CEF will bounce back and as he aspires to be Zambia's president. He urged Mulenga not to be bothered by the loss, saying together they will conquer in the presidential and general elections. 452 students at Levi Mwanasa Medical University will benefit from the loans in the 2026 academic year. Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has announced that Levi Mwanasa Medical University has been included in the government student loan program administered by the Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board, HELSB. Announcing the scholarship, Mr. Siakalima said the decision is deliberate and strategic, aimed at strengthening Zambia's healthcare system, adding that noted that the university plays a critical role in meeting the country's current and future healthcare needs through training of medical and health professionals. The minister said the inclusion will create more opportunities for aspiring healthcare workers to pursue their education and contribute to national development. The Ministry of Tourism has expressed concerns over reports of baboons entering residential areas in Moorlight Township, Livingston, and taking food from homes. The incidents are linked to wild animals becoming used to human food, a situation worsened by improper waste disposal. Acting to address the problem, the ministry says collaboration with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife and local authorities is going to reduce human baboon conflicts. The ministry stresses that poor waste management attracts baboons into settlements. Residents are urged to store food waste securely and avoid open dumping. The ministry also plans to promote the use of baboon-proof bins to keep food out of reach of wildlife. Community awareness campaigns will be intensified to educate people on how to live safely alongside wildlife. Residents are advised to not to feed baboons, secure kitchens and doors, and properly store food and cooking utensils. In extreme cases, problem baboons may be captured and relocated with guidance from affected communities. The ministry emphasizes that the responsible waste management and cooperation with authorities are key to protecting both residents and Zambia's wildlife. In international news, Russia's new ambassador to Niger presented his credentials on Thursday to the West African country's military leader as the two nations continue to strengthen ties. Niger, along with its neighbors Burkina Faso and Mali, also ruled by military juntas, has developed close relations with Russia since their leaders seized power in a series of coups between 2020 and 2023, while relations with Western countries have deteriorated. Previously, Russia's ambassador to Niger was based in Mali. However, in August last year, President Vladimir Putin appointed Viktor Voropayev as Russia's ambassador to Niamey, Niger's capital. A diplomatic source told AFP that Voropayev officially took up his post on Thursday, presenting his credentials to General Abdurahman Tiani, the junta leader who came to power following the 2023 coup. Russia has supported Niger in its long-running fight against jihadist militants after the junta asked U.S. and French troops, who had previously been involved in the counterinsurgency operations, to leave the country. Moscow has also shown interest in developing Niger's significant uranium resources. In 2024, Niger appointed General Abdul Sidiko Issa as its ambassador to Moscow, describing the move as an embodiment of the desire to strengthen relations. Still in international news, torrential rains and devastating floods have killed dozens of people across southern Africa, with authorities warning that more severe weather is still to come. We monitored African News.
Torrential rains and floods devastate southern Africa, killing dozens across the region, with authorities warning that more severe weather is still to come. Mozambique has been the hardest hit, where officials say at least 103 people have died. In neighboring South Africa, at least 19 deaths have been recorded in northern provinces. Floodwaters forced a dramatic helicopter evacuation of tourists and staff from camps inside the Karuga National Park, which remains closed as washed-out roads and bridges cut off access. Zimbabwe has been badly affected, with 70 deaths, dozens injured, and more than 1,000 homes destroyed since the start of the year. Schools, roads and bridges have collapsed under the pressure of rising waters. Flooding has spread beyond the mainland, impacting Madagascar, where 11 people have died, as well as Malawi and Zambia. Forecasters warn that more flooding